Hello, my name is Charlotte Fontaden. I'm working for the network Explore Brussels, and I'm a project manager for Arcadia, which is one of the member organizations of Explore Brussels, the network.
So this is the Banade, which is the Art Nouveau and Art Deco festival every year in Brussels. It's the sixth edition, and there's our interiors. There's 50 different places to go. There's interiors to visit. There's lectures. There's the urban sketchers are going to be doing street art in connection with the Art Nouveau and Art Deco. There's themed evenings. There's book fairs. There's an antique fair. There's guided tours, and there's quite a bit for people with reduced mobility. There are concerts. There's even a whodunit, and most of this is in four languages. So could you mention a few of the things? There's much too much for us to talk about, but just a few of the things that will be happening for these 3 weekends in March.
Yeah, right. The project is very diverse. You have the interior visits, many places to discover. You have 7 places which were never open before during the festival. Then you also have the guided tours organized outside by our member organizations. So either inside or outside, there's something for everyone. And which is really dear to me is the fact that we try to open our visits to people with reduced mobility or even for blind people. So one of the part of the festival which is really important to me personally are the guided tours adapted for a handicapped public. So for blind people, we organize tours with specialized guides which try to create an experience which is far more than just the visual facts we get through a guided tours, but we try to stimulate other senses like touching and sound, and we go very much more into description. And for this, we work with specialized guides and organizations. And so in this project, they can go and discover the Condonet Hotel the second weekend, and also do a guided tour around the lakes of Flagey Plain on the first weekend. So we try to develop a program which is accessible to a large variety of people with all kinds of different backgrounds. Also adapted visits for people who are learning French, who are on alphabetization programs. And beneath those specialized tours, we offer a variety on guided interior tours. Some are very famous places like Solvay House or Max Allais House, so the big masterworks of Victor Horta, but also smaller places, and which is very particular, are places where normally people live, so which are not always accessible to the public. So there are family houses. One really nice house is the De Falk House in Skarbæk, which is really cherished by the owners, and where you really see that a lot of passion also in the whole renovation work they did. And even the owners, they give the guided tours themselves. So this really shows like the passionate background of some of the owners.
So there's something for everyone.
Yes, we try to open up really to a large diversity of public, and we organize guided tours in different languages and for different kind of people.
And children.
And children as well. Yes, we offer guided tours for families or children, especially animations, which are much more, because of course, architecture and art, those are topics which are not always really accessible also to the young public. And so we try to develop programs which are more accessible and where families, so parents and children can go on a discovery of those architectural styles together.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.